The latest CD from Joshua Bell explores the relationship between the violin and the human voice. Music critic Tom Manoff has this review of Voice of the Violin.
The most beautiful melodies ever composed were intended for the voice. It makes sense, then, that Joshua Bell, a violinist with a passion for lyrical playing, would take on some of these melodies with fiddle and bow. This is Rachmaninoff's Vocalise. Joshua Bell teamed up with Jack Redford for this project, who arranged this music for violin and chamber orchestra. The ensemble is the highly respected Orchestra of St. Luke's and is conducted on this album by Michael Stern. The melodies are taken from a variety of sources, and, as one might expect, more than a few are from the opera. This is Song to the Moon from Dvorak's Rusalka. The playing on this recording is especially intimate. At times, you can hear Bell actually taking a breath before the beginning of a phrase, as if he were the singer. And like a good vocalist, he allows phrases to unfold with natural ease. In fact, Bell's gift for shaping these long vocal melodies is the reason this recording works so well. In lesser hands, a recording like this might slip into commercialized kitsch. But in a time when classical music needs every ounce of audience appeal it can muster, Joshua Bell's recording is an honest effort of the heart.
The CD from Joshua Bell is called Voice of the Violin. Our reviewer is Tom Manoff. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.